A growing force. Page 146. A panoramic view.
I grew up in the Los Angeles area in a place that was almost 100% Mexican. And I remember thinking growing up that diversity around the neighborhood was what part of Mexico your parents were from. When you now say, for example, that Hispanics are a 50 million plus population, that's power. It's driving towards one national image. While it gives you power, you also run the risk of homogenizing incredibly important differences. I often get the question, what term is better, Hispanic or Latino? The Hispanic term is mostly a sense of community through a connection to Spain. It's the notion that Latin Americans are tied culturally to Spaniards. The term Latino is mostly defined as a sense of community through a history of colonization from Spain. And so the basis of unity is politically different on both levels. But now many of the major Hispanic or Latino institutions use both interchangeably. They might call themselves Latino in one press release and then Hispanic on their website. And it speaks, I think, to the way that the category has become so deeply ingrained in much of American life.